All who approached developed chills and dreads and decided to come another time. A woman sat on the edge of a fountain, paddling her fingers through the water. Crows swarmed around her, coming and going. From the shadows at the square's edge, another figure watched. This one seemed to be a gnarled old crone folded up against a wall, her rags clutched tightly against the evening cool. Both women seemed content to stay where they were indefinitely. They were patient, those two. Patience was rewarded. The shadow came at midnight, a big, dreadful thing, a terrible juggernaut of darkness that could be sensed while still miles away. Even the untalented of Nudar felt it. Children cried. Mothers shushed them. Fathers barred their doors and looked for places to hide their babies and wives. The shadow roared into the city and swept toward the square. Crows squawked and dipped around it. It bore straight down on the woman at the fountain, dreadful and implacable. The woman laughed at it and vanished as it sprung upon her. Crows mocked. The woman laughed from the far side of the square. The shadow surged, struck. But the woman was not there. She laughed from behind it. Frogface, pretending to be Soul Catcher, led the shadow around the city for an hour, took it into places where it would destroy and kill and be recognized in fire hatreds long and carefully banked. The shadow was tireless and persistent, but not very bright. It just kept coming, indifferent to what effect it had on the population, waiting for its quarry to make a mistake. The crone on the edge of the square rose slowly, hobbled to the palace of Long Shadow's local governor, entered past soldiers and sentries, apparently blind. She hobbled down to the strong room where the governor stored the treasures he wrested from the peoples in his charge, opened a massive door none but the governor supposedly could open. Once inside, she became not a crone, but Soul Catcher in a merry mood. She had studied the shadow carefully while Frogface led it about. That shadow had to travel all the distance between two points. Frogface did not. He could stay ahead forever as long as he remained alert. Her studies had shown her she might contain it. She spent an hour preparing the vault so it would keep the shadow in, then another arranging a peck of little spells that should distract it so that, by the time someone released it, it would have forgotten why it had come to Nudar. She stepped outside, closed the door till it stood open only a crack, arranged an illusion that made her look like one of the governor's soldiers. Then she sent a thought spinning toward Frogface. The imp came prancing, enjoying himself, taunting his hunter into the trap. Soul Catcher shoved the door shut behind it, sealed it up. Frogface popped into existence behind her, grinning.
"That was almost fun. If I didn't have business in my own world, I'd almost want to hang around another 100 years. Never a dull moment with you."
"Is that a hint?"
"You bet it is, sweetie. I'm going to miss you all, you and the captain and all your friends. Maybe I'll come back and visit, but I got business elsewhere."
Soul Catcher giggled her little girl's giggle.
"All right, stay with me till I'm out of the city. Then you're free to go." "Wow, I bet this place blows up. I wish I could see Long Shadow's face when he gets the news."
She laughed.
"He isn't half as bright as he thinks. You have any friends over there who might want to work for me?" "Maybe one or two with the right sense of mischief. I'll see."
They walked on,